daybreak. As Phaeton spoke, Eos came forward in a bright cloud of pearl and rose. She bowed smilingly to Apollo and Helios, looked a puzzled question at the blushing Phaeton in the chariot, and took up her position at the gates of dawn. To a traveller, looking eastwards and upwards at the clouds in which the palace of the sun was hidden, the first sign that Eos was at work always came in the form of a flush of coral pink that suffused the sky. As she threw the gates wider, that soft pink hardened into a gleam of gold that grew ever brighter and fiercer. To Phaeton inside, the effect was reversed. The doors opened to reveal the dark world beyond, illumined only by the silver gleam from Eos and Helios's sister, the moon goddess Selene, reaching the end of her nightly course. As Eos pushed the gates further open, Phaeton saw pink and gold light radiate outwards, drowning the darkness of the night. As if that were a signal, the four horses pricked their ears, shuddered, and reared. Phaeton was jerked back in his seat, and the chariot beneath him began to roll forward. "Remember, boy," shouted Apollo, "don't panic. A firm hand. Don't snatch at the reins. Just let the horses know you're in control. Everything will be fine." "After all," cried Helios, as the chariot began to lift from the ground, "what can possibly go wrong?" His squeals of falsetto laughter stung Phaeton like a lash. Switching points of view again to the traveller looking eastwards from the road below, the gold gleam is now a great ball of fire that is becoming harder and harder to observe without squinting. The short flush of dawn is over, and the day has begun.